From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. While calling Ethiopia a partner on many issues and hailing the country's fight against terrorism, President Barack Obama is also urging the country's leaders to protect human rights and ensure good governance. VOA White House correspondent Arun Pandey has more on the president's talks with the Ethiopian prime minister in Addis Ababa.
The deadly blast that struck a hotel in Somalia's capital just as Mr. Obama landed in Ethiopia Sunday was a reminder, the U.S. president said, of the very real threat facing the region.
Yesterday's bombing in Mogadishu reminds us that terrorist groups like al-Shabaab offer nothing but death and destruction and have to be stopped. We've got more work to do.
It was against this security backdrop that talks between President Obama and Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn took place Monday in Ethiopia's ornate National Palace. Following Monday's bilateral talks in the palace, President Obama convened a meeting with the leaders of Kenya, Uganda, Ethiopia, and the African Union in hopes of finding a path to peace. Arun Pandey, VOA News, Addis Ababa.
On Tuesday, President Obama will visit the African Union's headquarters, also in Addis Ababa. Turkey is calling for a meeting of its NATO allies Tuesday to discuss threats to its security and airstrikes targeting the Islamic State militants in Syria, as well as Kurdish rebels in Iraq. Ankara made the request under Article 4 of NATO's founding treaty, which allows countries to ask for consultations when they believe territorial integrity, independence, or security is at risk. On Monday, the U.S. said it is working with Turkey on an attack plan to clear Islamic State insurgents from northern Syria, a campaign that would escalate Ankara's involvement in the fight against militants in the region. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department says widespread human trafficking is helping fuel vast fortunes around the world, but leaving millions of people exploited by unscrupulous labor overseers, sex traders, and others in virtually every country in the world. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says this year's report needs to be a call to action and is urging governments to strengthen and enforce their laws.
And by issuing it, we want to bring to the public's attention the full nature and scope of a $150 billion illicit trafficking industry. We want to provide evidence and facts that will help people who are already striving to achieve reforms to alleviate suffering and to hold people accountable. We want to provide a strong incentive for governments at every level to do all that they can to prosecute trafficking and to shield at-risk populations.
The report says that human trafficking has no bounds and respects no laws, exists in formal and informal labor markets of illawful and illicit industries affecting skilled and unskilled workers from a spectrum of educational backgrounds. A terrorist attack in India's Punjab state killed at least 10 people and prompted authorities to increase security along the border with Pakistan. Officials say 3 to 4 heavily armed men dressed in army fatigues first fired on a bus from a stolen car, then headed on to a police complex, opening fire as they stormed that building. Commandos and police reinforcements rushed to the scene, beginning a nearly 12-hour gun battle before the attackers were killed. Officials say security forces are now searching the building. Separately, investigators say 5 bombs were found on railroad tracks between towns, suggesting more assaults were planned. It is not clear who was behind Monday's attack. The death toll is now at 18 following Sunday's bombing of the Jazeera Palace Hotel in Mogadishu by militant group al-Shabaab. 5 more deaths were reported today, including that of a Chinese embassy staff worker who was injured in the powerful truck bomb blast. Ambulance services say searchers also pulled 4 bodies from the rubble of the partially destroyed hotel. World markets tumbled on Monday after the main Chinese stock market suffered its biggest plunge in 8 years. The Shanghai Composite Index lost 8.5%, while the CSI 300 index of the largest 300 listed companies in Shanghai and Shenzhen shed 8.6%. Shortly after opening, the Dow Jones Industrial, meantime, hit its lowest level in over 5 months. The Nasdaq Composite also went to its lowest point in 4 weeks. The Chinese government's dramatic efforts to prop up the mainland's falling stock markets suffered a serious setback, with these major indices falling. And Boston's bid to host the 2024 Olympics is over. A person familiar with the decision tells the Associated Press the U.S. Olympic Committee has severed ties with Boston. The bid soured within days of its start last January. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.